Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. And we have back with us for the second hour our guest, Dr. William Cabot. Dr. Cabot's an orthopedic surgeon down in Atlanta, Georgia. And he's here courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin and Herb Company. And welcome back, Dr. Cabot.
Thank you.
Okay, a couple things before we start taking some more phone calls. And by the way, our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And that number works all the way down from Atlanta, Georgia, where this show is being heard on WGKA. Okay, you know, you said something about diabetics should be careful of taking glucosamine sulfate. I think that's pretty much been discredited.
It's put out there as a warning. Tell you the truth, all of those, the only side effect that people really worry about is bleeding with the chondroitin sulfate and heparin. The diabetes thing and the shellfish allergies have pretty much both been treated as a non-entity now.
Yeah, and
for full disclosure, people do say, well, you should watch yourself, even though I know they have studies saying that there's no problem there.
You know, even with the fish oil and bleeding, you know, we've had guests on from one of our other sponsors, Nordic Naturals, Dr. Duffy Mackay. And, you know, they even say you can now take fish oil when you're taking Coumadin.
Yeah, well, the American Heart Association, you know, came out with a statement on that, because as anyone who's listening or any of you guys have gone up for surgery, you know, everyone says now it's a routine thing that to tell you to stop taking fish oil. And they only tell you to stop taking fish oil because they're worried about your bleeding in surgery. If you're taking fish oil, I'd say 99% of the physicians will not operate on you, and it's part of something you have to sign that you're not taking it. That's one thing. However, the American Heart Association basically says that you can take up to 3 grams a day and not worry.
Right.
But people do want you to stop it prior to surgery. And the other reason that there's sometimes a problem is not that they're just taking fish oil, it's that they're taking fish oil with a million other things.
Like
they may be taking turmeric, which can cause bleeding. They'll be taking a baby aspirin or a whole aspirin. And some of them will take fish oil and Motrin. So if you were just taking fish oil, you could take up to 3 grams a day and not worry. You're probably more than that. But the big problem is in these combinations. But I can tell you that surgeons now won't operate on people unless they're sure they're not taking fish oil.
Yeah, well, one of the things, believe it or not, that I don't want to dwell on this subject, but one of the things they say even more is vitamin E.
Yeah, vitamin E, exactly. Vitamin E.
I don't know, but
well, I had an experience myself where I was taking vitamin A, fish oil, and mini aspirin, and one day I cut myself shaving. I thought I was going to bleed to death. Well, that's an exaggeration, okay?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids so outweigh anything else. It's unbelievable,
right.
And you can certainly be disciplined enough to stop fish oil if you're having surgery.
Absolutely.
You don't need to take more than 3 grams a day, and you should know that if you take other supplements, you know, I'm a big believer in patient education. The internet has been the most wonderful thing out there for people who are interested in natural products and pharmaceutical products, because they can educate themselves. But sometimes they don't realize that there's an additive effect, and some of these substances have some of the same side effects that they have to be careful of.
Yeah.
So I encourage everyone to look it up, Google it, check it out, make sure you're doing the right thing.
Always good advice. All right.
But fish oil is one of the number one best things ever.
That's true. All right. Next caller is Frank from Mountainside, New Jersey.
Hello, fellas. Good afternoon. As usual, Wilma Window, the gold standard of supplement information.
There you go.
I have two quick questions about the recurring bursitis in my right shoulder.
Okay.
I've been to the orthopedist before. I pretty much know what they're going to recommend. So this time I decided, let me try a search for something that would work from a supplement point of view. I have already, in addition to the supplements that I take daily, which include resveratrol and Nordic Naturals fish oil, Ultimate Omega, I've already tried glucosamine chondroitin, MSM. I've taken them independently of each other, so I didn't want to combine them and not know which one was helping or not helping. And I'm currently finishing up about a batch of Zyflamen, the product Zyflamen by New Chapter.
Yeah, it's a good
company. None of which, unfortunately, have seemed to work. What I'm trying to figure out is, I know that I've heard about turmeric and curcumin. Have I already tried the big guns in terms of reducing this inflammation, or should I give them a try? And then the second question is, we all know about the side effects of NSAIDs. Are they worse with the prescription versions of those products, or are the over-the-counter products like Advil and Aleve and all those other things just as bad as their prescription counterparts?
Well, those are two great questions. Okay, why don't we'll take the NSAID question first, I guess. Then we'll go to the bursitis. The over-the-counter ones are identical to the prescription ones. In other words, Advil is, the prescription one is Motrin, and you can get it 800 milligrams. You can take up to three a day, which is 2,400 milligrams. Advil is 200 milligrams apiece, and you can get ibuprofen, which is the same thing. If you take 24 milligrams of one, it's the same as 2,400 milligrams of the other. They're both identical. Side effects are both identical. Aleve has naproxen in it, which is the same thing that you get in naproxen. It's all a matter of how much you take.
Okay.
The
so,
stuff that you take over the counter typically is a smaller dose, okay? But if you were to take enough of it and see what the prescription dose is, you'd be taking the same thing. So the side effects are the same.
So if you just take, let's say, the over-the-counter one, the recommended dosage, you would still have the same side effect, but you might have less of it than if you took the prescription dosage.
Well, you may or you may not. You may or may not. Some people can take Aleve or naproxen, which is a larger dose of Aleve, and not have any problems. Other people get gastric upset from just taking a single Aleve or a single Advil.
Gotcha.
And so, but they're really the same things. A lot of the over-the-counter things right now are the same as the prescription things, just in smaller doses. Now, to your shoulder issue and the bursitis. Number one, glucosamine and chondroitin typically won't help that because those are for joints. Now, this is assuming that you have bursitis. A bursa is a sac filled with fluid that gets inflamed.
Right.
And you press on it and it hurts. But you have to make sure that what you're dealing with in your shoulder is bursitis. You can also have like a rotator cuff tear.
Right. I understand.
You can have an impingement syndrome where the shoulder's a ball and socket joint and there's really not enough room for the ball in the socket. So it's got to be thoroughly evaluated with an x-ray, and they may want to do an MRI if it's gone on for a long time to make sure you don't have anything more serious like a rotator cuff tear or impingement.
Gotcha.
Because if something's like that, no matter what you take, it's not going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
However, and sometimes you can have that, and that will also get better with natural substances or over-the-counter, whatever. But you haven't tried the glucosamine and chondroitin are mainly for articular joints like knees and hips, mainly knees, to be honest with you. And the omega-3s are good. Now, one thing that I have found good is capsaicin. I don't know whether you tried that or not.
No, I haven't.
It's a gel that you rub on your shoulder, and what it does, there's a substance in our body called substance P. P stands for pain. It's basically a neurotransmitter. And capsaicin comes from these hot peppers, cayenne peppers, and what it does, it inhibits the production of substance P. So when you first put it on, first you get a little bit of a flare because it promotes increased stimulation. You get more substance P, but over the next few days, it's decreased. And capsaicin happens to be one of those things that's actually recommended by the American College of Rheumatology for arthritic complaints.
Is it spelled just like it sounds?
Yeah, C-A-P-S-A-I-C-I-N, and I'm sure Arnie can tell you there's a million different kinds they have there.
Yeah, right? you can check at the store. We have a few different brands of the capsaicin. Now, you also mentioned that you were taking some of the herbal things. You took Zyflamend.
I'm taking it right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm almost finished with it.
Okay, that contains some turmeric in it.
Okay.
All right, so once again, what if you were asking me, I would say, what gives you relief, Frank?
Right.
What gives you relief?
Believe it or not, the thing I tried at first gave me the most help but didn't do away with it when I go off it is Advil. And when I go off it, then the pain comes right back. So that's why I was searching for, a natural
alternative. Okay, so I would say you're on the right track by saying, okay, Advil helps. Now, what Advil does? Okay,
right.
Advil is a COX-1 and a COX-2 inhibitor, okay? So it inhibits the formation of prostaglandins, which we were talking about to begin with.
Right.
A lot of natural substances do that as well. There's no guarantee that one will work better than the other.
Sure.
The bottom line, has your shoulder been evaluated? Has it been x-rayed? Have you had an MRI?
No. I'm going to do that if nothing else works. But
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't bombard myself with a million. I mean, so far it doesn't sound like you've done anything terrible. It wouldn't hurt to try turmeric. And you should know that turmeric can possibly have a bleeding tendency, too. And turmeric.
How about curcumin?
Same thing.
The active ingredient is what's called curcuminoids, and it also works by kicking out a little bit of cortisol. And there's no harm. There has been an occasional instance of people with gallstones having a problem, but other than that, it's pretty harmless.
Okay.
If you try this stuff and it doesn't work, you really should get it evaluated.
Yeah. No, I agree.
All right, Frank.
I'm about at my wit's end.
Okay, we have to pause for a break here. So, Frank, thanks so much for that interesting phone call. Okay, as I said, we have to pause for a break, and our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer, and that's Dr.
Richard Podell.
And our special guest, William Cabot.
Hot water.
Yeah, hot water. Okay, we'll be back after these messages.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for clinically documented strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and some people think that because Wilner Chemists has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you'll find that Wilner Chemists has some of the best discount prices that you can find. It's true, and here are some examples. Right now, in addition to our everyday low 20% discounts, here are some current sales specials. essentials. Source Natural is a full line, 35% off list. Selected Solgar products at 40% off. American Health Enzymatic Therapy, Nature's Way, Quality of Life, and Sprunk Janssen, 30% off the full lines, and there's more. But that's not all. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you can go to our website, www.wilner.com, and Wilner is with two L's, and you check the On Sale tab. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter or request our free product catalog. You can also call us for a catalog at 1-800-633-1106. Leave your name and address. That's 1-800-633-1106. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, corner of 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall, corner of Murray Street. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. And while you're on that Wilner.com website, by the way, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference materials, and audio files of previous radio shows. You can look up product prices, even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll be right back.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women. Hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength, and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
And while we're talking about Solgar, I want to tell you that Solgar's vitamin D3, vitamin C, and glucosamine chondroitin products are on sale at Wilner Chemists at 40% off list price.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Berg. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. William Cabot. And we're here on WOR in New York, WGKA down Atlanta, Georgia, answering your questions. And now let's talk to Sharon from Queens.
Hi, doctor.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Okay. I've been walking around for about a year with kind of a weird knot feeling in the right knee, and it came and went, and I wasn't in too much pain. And the last kind of few months, it's sort of back, but it doesn't feel like a knot. It's kind of just an annoying kind of pain. And I do take the EPA DHA. I took the Zyflamin, mm-hmm. and I just started taking the 5-Lox. toxin. But the other weird thing is I have a weird kind of, when I stretch my leg, crackling in the knee. So I'm wondering what's going on.
How old are you, if it's okay to ask?
Oh.
You sound young.
Who
are you?
Last time I checked, I was 65.
Okay, so you're young. Okay, no.
Okay.
But number one, the crackling in the knee at 65 is normal, okay? Yeah, a lot of people get a little crackling in their knee. And sometimes when you see a bump on your knee, sometimes it can be a cyst of what's called a meniscus, which is a cartilage in the knee between the thigh bone, which is the femur, and the tibia, which is the bone in the shin. And so little knots in the knee can be, you know, it could be a cyst from a meniscus. Sometimes it can be a loose body, like a loose fragment of cartilage that's floating around there. And you can also have problems with degenerated menisci, which a meniscus, like I said, is the cartilage in the joint. But the best thing to do is first try anti-inflammatory medication like you're doing, you know, either natural or prescription, whatever, or over-the-counter. And if it doesn't get better, you know, it should be looked into to see why. Your knee has probably never been x-rayed. The most common thing is that you might have a little arthritis in your knee. Now, did you say you were taking glucose aminochondroitin?
No, I think I took it at one point and then I stopped. I try a lot of different products.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up, because what I was going to tell Arnie, I forgot to say one thing. And the one thing I forgot to say is that you got to take this for 6 weeks. Okay, a lot of people try glucose aminochondroitin and they'll stop after 2 weeks and they won't have any, and they'll say, well, it didn't work. But you have to try it for 6 weeks to see if it's going to work. And like I said before, it doesn't work in everybody. But the glucosamine chondroitin, 1,500 milligrams of glucosamine sulfate and 1,200 milligrams of chondroitin sulfate, and you can take it with our product with the MSM and the C, or there are many products that are good. I would give that a try for 6 weeks. That's what I would do. And I think you said you're already taking the omega-3s. So I would try that, but give it 6 weeks. And
give us a call. Let us know how you're doing, Sharon.
I will.
Yeah, and if you don't get better, you know, you should have it x-rayed, evaluated by an orthopedic surgeon to see what's going on. It could be a little arthritis. It could be a torn cartilage. It can be a lot of different things.
Right.
But the best thing is to be conservative. Don't be aggressive. But if you have a knot that's growing or something like that, that should be looked at.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Sharon. And now, why don't we talk to Martha from Danbury, Connecticut. Hey, Martha, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Fine, Martha.
Great. I have a similar question. I had 2 years ago pulled or tore a ligament behind my left knee. I did it while asleep. I stretched. I frequently wake up and stretch my legs, and apparently that's what I did because I got up the next morning, couldn't walk. After about 3 weeks, I did go to an orthopedic doctor, and he told me I tore a ligament or ruptured a ligament, and at that time he mentioned microsurgery. Well, I wasn't interested in surgery, and I let it go for probably about another year, and in the fall, the same doctor removed fluid, 12 cc's or something, and it was fine, but the fluid apparently is back again, and my knee is swollen, and I won't say I'm in pain, but discomfort.
Right.
Okay. All right, Martha, you know what? We'll get to your question, but we're coming up on break time, so stay on the phone, and we will definitely answer your question. Okay, you're listening to the Wilner Window here on News Talk Radio 710 WOR, WGKA down in Atlanta. Phone number 800-321-0710. We'll be back.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR Storm Center Update.
This WOR Storm Center Update brought to you by Subaru. I'm Karen McHugh. Flood warnings for the Saddle River at Lodi have been canceled. Elsewhere in New Jersey, however, a flood warning still in effect for several counties, including Middlesex, Morris, Somerset, and Hunterdon. In Rockland County, a flood warning has been issued for several towns and cities, including Suffern, Nyack, Nanuet, and Haverstraw. Power outages are numerous across the tri-state region, with up to half a million people affected. Utility crews working round the clock to get the lights back on, but warn some customers may be in the dark until tomorrow or possibly even Tuesday. The storm was a deadly one as well. Four people across the region were killed during the height of the storm by falling trees. Light rain forecast for tonight. Low temperatures in the upper 30s tomorrow. Periods of light rain continue with a high temperature of 46 degrees. Currently it's cloudy and 49 at News Talk Radio 710 WOR. I'm Karen McHugh.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org. The immune system is your body's tool for preventing the onset of illness. Kinoko AHCC is a highly efficacious immune regulator made from fermented mushrooms. AHCC is supported by over 100 research studies used in hundreds of clinics and taken by an estimated 100,000 people worldwide. A recent trial at Yale on 30 healthy patients showed that AHCC increases the production of cytokines that help prevent the spread of abnormal cells in the body. Other published studies show that AHCC improves immune response to infections, including the cold and flu, and that AHCC with a flu shot is more effective than a flu shot alone. Another published trial on 21 patients showed that AHCC increases dendritic cells, which can downregulate a hyperactive immune response associated with allergies and inflammation. To learn more about Kinoko AHCC, call 877-YES-AHCC or stop by Wilner Chemist.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. William Cabot. And we were talking to Martha about your knee. Martha, how can we help you, Martha?
I was wondering if the glucosamine chondroitin would help my issue with my knee.
Well, it's a good question. I believe you mentioned two things. Number one, the most important thing you mentioned is that now you have fluid in your knee, okay?
Yes.
And the fact that you stretch and you might have torn a ligament, that's probably unlikely because it takes a lot to tear a ligament. But the fact that you have fluid in the knee that's more than the normal amount of fluid means that there's something going on. It's either a little bit of arthritis or it could be a torn cartilage.
No arthritis. He told me I had no arthritis.
They took an X-ray of it?
Yes.
Okay, and you had no arthritis. Well, then you have to worry about other things, not necessarily worry. You could have like an internal derangement of the knee, which is a torn cartilage in there. Now, the only way they would find that would be by doing an MRI, a magnetic resonance scan of your knee, to look for a ligament problem or a torn cartilage, like a torn medial or lateral meniscus. Now, how old are you?
I'm 77.
Well, if you're 77, you're the only person I've known that's 77 that has no arthritis. Because I can tell you that even though you may have no severe arthritis, we all get degenerative changes in our body once we hit our 20s and 30s.
Well, he was kind of shocked when he told me.
No, that would be amazing. My mother's almost 97, and she's sort of the same way. We recently took an X-ray of her hip, and I couldn't believe it. But a lot of arthritic changes are microscopic, where they're not macroscopic, and they may not even show up on an X-ray.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you can have little cracks in the cartilage. It'd be almost impossible not to have little cracks in the cartilage. But you have to assume the fluid is coming from someplace. It's either from microscopic arthritic changes or what we would call a worn-out meniscus, more of a degenerative meniscus. But I certainly... there's nothing wrong with draining the knee. That's fine. He may have even given you a shot in the knee. Gave you a shot of cortisone. That probably helped you, I'm sure. And did it help you?
Yes, it did.
Okay, and then it probably wore off after a while.
Yes.
What happens is it gets rid of the inflammation for a while. So you really have to figure out what's causing it. But it's worth it to try glucosamine and chondroitin. Like I said, I would try it for 6 weeks. The worst that happens is it doesn't work.
I see.
That's the worst that happens. And I would. Did he give you an anti-inflammatory medication to take?
No.
Well, you need an anti-inflammatory, either...
Like Tylenol or...
No, Tylenol is not really anti-inflammatory. That's more of an analgesic, a pain medicine. If you were going to talk about an over-the-counter one, it would be like Aleve or Advil.
I see.
Or you could take some of the natural anti-inflammatory medications, like omega-3 fatty acids or...
I take that already.
Oh, you're already taking fish oil? That's good.
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, there's others that you can take as well. There's a good study showing that ginger helps a lot.
Okay. I didn't know about
that. But if it goes on for a long period of time, then I'm sure he's going to want to do an MRI of your knee and see what's going on. But I would first try some other anti-inflammatories besides. And I've had a lot of luck with something that's called, well, basically it's not an anti-inflammatory, but it's something called SAMI, S-adenosyl methionine, which I find that helps with a lot of arthritis patients as well as fibromyalgia. And there's resveratrol, there's gamma linolenic acids, there's a host of things. But
Dr. Cabot, what dose would you recommend of the SAMI?
That's a great question. You have to take a good dose. I find that if you don't take between 800 and 1,200 milligrams a day, it doesn't work.
Okay.
And the big problem with SAMI is the expense. The good thing is that, you know, SAMI is more expensive than other nutraceuticals, but I've had fabulous results with SAMI taking about 1,200 milligrams a day.
Okay. There you go, Martha. All right. Thanks for that call.
Yeah, SAMI is one of those miracle drugs. I know Dr. Bodell treats a lot of patients with fibromyalgia, and I don't know if he finds it helpful, but I have found it extremely helpful.
I've used it a lot for depression, where it's extremely helpful.
Right.
I haven't tried pushing the dose up in fibromyalgia patients up to that level, again, because of the expense. But if you've got good results, I'll try it.
Yeah, I've gotten excellent results, and the reason may be they did a study in fibromyalgia, and they found that a lot of people with fibromyalgia had low levels of serotonin. And so the antidepressant effect works by boosting serotonin, and that may be why it works with fibromyalgia.
Wonderful.
So, you know, so, and I think SAM is one of those miracle drugs. The expense is the big problem with it, but I find it to be very effective.
Okay. Good advice. All right. Next caller is Ron from Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hi, Ron.
Yeah, just a question. Part of like Flex now and Selidrin for knee pain. Would you say that they can use a substitute for glucosamine and chondroitin, or should they be used as adjunct?
Okay.
Combination with the
Flex. Flex now is a shea nut oil extract, which seems to work on the cytokines. And the other one is Selidrin, which is a fatty acid type substance. They do not replace the glucosamine chondroitin combination.
It's a different mechanism. Is it one is more anti-inflammatory,
right,
and the other one is, like we say, chondroprotective, trying
right
to rebuild cartilage, where the first two are taking away inflammation.
Okay.
So you can take them both.
Combination very well.
Sure, you can.
Yes,
you can definitely take them.
Yes, you can take them both.
Okay.
Yeah, and you could also use Selidrin itself. Comes in a cream form, which you can also use to rub on your knee.
I have used that. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can take it internally. You can use it externally. Flex now is just internally, and the glucosamine. I would take the that new product from Solgar, that glucosamine chondroitin MSM with ester C would be a good combination to use for your for the chondroprotective mechanism.
Okay, great. All right,
I agree.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, Ron. All right, next we have Veronica from Plainfield, New Jersey. Hello, Veronica.
Hello.
Nope.
Cartilage. I've lost the cartilage in my toes. It's been there for 8 years. I have taken everything mentioned for the past 8 years, and nothing helps. Now, I am in chronic pain. Well, what can I do for this chronic pain? And it's mostly a lot of inflammation. You mentioned Advil and Aleve. Don't those items cause inflammation sometimes?
I'm sorry, do they both cause inflammation?
Yeah, do they?
No, Advil and Aleve are both anti-inflammatory. They would get rid of inflammation. But arthritis in the toes can be due to several different causes. Were they x-rayed and they showed?
Oh, yes. Even 8 years ago and even 2 months ago, it's deteriorating. So painful to walk. I've had it already.
Do you have any psoriasis?
No, I have nothing. I do not take any pharmaceutical drugs. I am healthy. Supposed healthy.
Okay. Well, I mean, arthritis in the toes, a lot of people do get arthritis in the toes as they get older, and sometimes it can be associated with things like psoriasis. But most commonly, arthritis, like I said, itis is inflammation, and you would use one of the anti-inflammatories. Did you tell me that the Aleve and Advil did not help?
Oh, no, they don't. They don't help.
Well,
but one thing I wanted to... What do you think of acupuncture at this point? I am weary.
I love acupuncture. I think acupuncture is one of the greatest things in the world. I worked in an integrative medical center where we had three full-time acupuncturists, and it's great. And it's like one of these things. It doesn't work for everyone. Just the way we're saying Advil doesn't work for everyone, omega-3s don't work for everyone. Acupuncture doesn't work for everyone, but acupuncture does work a lot. And for orthopedic disorders, I have had wonderful results with it. So I'm a big, big fan of acupuncture.
Oh, how delightful to hear that. This capsaicin, I was aware of it 3 years ago, but I was afraid to use it because of the burning sensation. Would that help my pain?
The burning sensation is just for the first day or two, okay? The burning sensation should be replaced by more of a numbness afterwards. And you have to make sure not to get that stuff in your eyes if you ever put it on, okay? But the burning sensation should be replaced. But have you been checked for gout?
Oh, yes, everything. I have nothing.
You've been checked for all of that?
Gout, no. I have nothing. I take no pharmaceutical drugs or nothing.
Okay. Well, then I would try some of these other anti-inflammatories that we've been talking about, some of the natural ones. If you're telling me that the pharmaceutical ones didn't help at all, I would try some of the natural anti-inflammatories that we've been talking about, like omega-3s and flavonoids and different things like that.
Okay. All right.
Okay, Veronica. Thanks
Good luck.
So much for that call. Okay. Next, let's talk to, let's see, how about Dennis from Atlanta? Are you there, Dennis?
Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
Good.
Hi, Dennis. A real pleasure to speak to an orthopedist doctor as well, who's, you know, into integrative approaches. My situation is this. I'm 57 years old. I've been very, very athletically inclined all my life, and a lot of leg work. You know, I was in my 30s. I was doing heavy squats at the gym, probably more than I should have done, and it's taken its toll on my joints. But to make a long story short, I stopped doing that a few years ago and just started using the elliptical and the bike, you know, more for cardio. And I've developed a facet joint type problem. And, you know, I had an MRI done a couple of years ago because my back was, as far as everyone could see, is in pretty good shape. And they kept saying there's nothing wrong. You know, it must be muscle tightness. Well, finally, we did an MRI, and it said mild facet arthropathy. But I'll tell you, I get these periods where it gets flared up, and it's very mechanical. It's mostly when I'm in a sitting position or when I'm in my car and I'm in that, you know, bucket seat.
Right.
Well, really, really. Well, anyway, I had a really bad bout about a week or so ago, and I had to go in and get a facet joint injection.
Okay.
And that relieved it, and I've had that a couple of times over the last couple of years.
Okay, and you're looking for something natural to try and... Okay,
yes.
What do you think, Dr. Cap?
Well, I mean, you could try anti-inflammatories, but if the facet joint injection made it better, you're lucky because that's good. And facet arthropathy is normal in your age. It's normal in all of our ages, you know, when you get in your 50s and 60s and whatever. It's just arthritis of the facet joints where one bone, where one vertebrae sits on top of the other. And if the you could try anti-inflammatories, but my guess, have you already tried them?
Sure, I have. And Aleve helps, you know.
But the only thing that really works was the injection, right?
Right. It doesn't knock it out. I mean, it gives me relief for a day or two, and then the aching.
Right. Well, you may need eventually what's called a facet rhizotomy, and which is a procedure where they basically use an electrical current to burn the little sensory nerve that goes to the facet joint. It doesn't hurt the muscles at all, but it'll take away the feeling in that facet joint. So if the facet injections work over and over again, the doctor may recommend sometimes something called a facet rhizotomy. And then you can Google that and look it up. But, you know, you have injections a few times. You could try anti-inflammatories, but if my guess is if you need the injections, you're going to probably need something more.
Okay, Dennis, thanks so much for that call. Well, Dr. Cabot, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
Okay. Say hello to all our friends down in Atlanta.
I will, and tell Don I said hello.
Okay, I will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have to pause for a short break. Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll be back after these messages.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the difference.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Most fish oil products focus strictly on numbers, the highest possible potencies of the omega-3 fatty acids, DHA and EPA. But science tells us that potency is only part of the equation. For proper heart, joint, and brain support, you need specific potencies in just the right ratio of DHA and EPA. That's why Blue Bonnet Nutrition uses only EPAX omega-3 fish oils. They're backed by years of research, more than 100 human clinical studies, so you can be confident that Bluebonnet's natural omega-3 functional fish oils will provide the scientifically supported levels of DHA and EPA for optimal heart, joint, and brain support with unrivaled potency, purity, and freshness. The fish oil used in these formulas are not only derived from deep-sea cold-water fish that have been molecularly distilled, virtually eliminating all heavy metals, PCBs, and other contaminants, they have also been tested by an independent laboratory. So, if you're beginning to suspect that may be something fishy about other omega-3 products on the market, catch the wave and harness the power of Blue Bonnet's natural omega-3 heart, joint, and brain formulas.
Steamy window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrate. New Chapter, the whole truth. Okay, let's talk to Mildred from Mineola, Long Island.
Hello, doctors. I want to thank you all. I listen to you and take your vitamins and that sort of thing. I have osteoarthritis that's in my knee. It's also in my back and neck and whatever. And my left knee bends inward. It's so bad that I can only stand 2 or 3 minutes at a time.
Mm-hmm.
I use a walker. And I had to get back to the seat, and I've been housebound for years because of that darn knee. I didn't want the operation. Is there any amount of pain pill that can take pain away for a few hours a day?
Yeah, they called narcotics.
Yeah, I know.
That'll do it, but, you know, how old are you, Mildred?
80.
At this point, you know, probably the knee operation is something you should have opted for,
well,
you know, when you were a drop younger, you know.
The doctor said about blood clots, and I didn't know if I would get that, you know.
Well, at this point, you know, I really don't think the natural things, you know, the anti-inflammatories or the glucosamine, I think you're, truthfully, you're past that. So if it's the pain that you're looking to help, it's, you're going to need some of the what we call heavy-duty medication. Thanks so much for calling, and good luck. And Mary from Queens, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. It's been a great show, and I really learned a lot. Now, I have a hip problem, both my hips, and I'm in terrible pain. I'm only 56 years old, and the cartilage has worn away. They say that down the road, everybody's saying you need a hip operations, and it's driving me mad. I've done research, and I found out that from some doctors that recommend niacinamide for that condition. What's your call on that?
Niacinamide is something that you're more than welcome to try. I don't think it's going to do what you want it to, but stranger things have happened. So there's very little downside to taking the niacinamide. I think they want you to take, 500 milligrams a few times a day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Absolutely.
In other words, I didn't hear this. Your doctor today recommended it all. So
no, it's not something, as I said, that's not something that we would recommend. It's not, you know, it's not that it's going to do you any harm. I don't know if it's going to do you any good.
Okay, but I do take fish oils. And I think actually what caused all my pain was I'm very active with yoga and doing stress things at the health club. Maybe I overdid. I don't know exactly what brought this on, heredity or the gym, but it's there. And it's painful.
Dr. Podell,
Back to the niacinamide, I remember 50 years ago, this was something that was very well promoted. And now no, you don't hear about it. And is that because it didn't work?
I would think so. You know, things that tend to work stay with us. You know, glucosamine's been around for 12 years already. It works. Things just die out. So I wouldn't hold too much hope for the niacinamide thing.
And now the doctor has recommended that I continue taking yoga because he said it helps the joints. And I'm thinking maybe that's what caused all my problem. You know, going to the health club.
Well, usually exercise is good, but maybe you just need to give it a rest. You know,
it makes it more painful. I'll tell you the truth.
Or do some exercises that don't involve as much hip work.
Mm-hmm. You know, the reason I asked about niacinamide was I was reading about Dr. Hoffer, mm-hmm. and I was reading Dr. Atkins, and they both recommended niacinamide, but...
Like I told you, take it. It's not expensive.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Okay, Margie from Great Neck, Long Island, you're next.
Yes, I am sorry the doctor is gone, but we have Dr. Podell there, correct?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yes.
My granddaughter, who is 22, has been diagnosed about a year ago with juvenile arthritis. They first put her on methotrexate, now she's on Enbrel, and very, very powerful medications. Her knees are swollen, her elbows, her back, it's all affected. Is there any kind of help that we can give this child without these medications?
Well, maybe. And earlier in the show, we went through a whole bunch of what we call anti-inflammatory herbal products, among which would be boswellia, turmeric, ginger, resveratrol. And none of them have been tested in juvenile arthritis, but all of them have evidence that in various conditions it can reduce inflammation. So I think that each one of these or any combination is a valid test to do. But we don't really know what the result will be since they really haven't been subjected to formal testing. They are safe, however. Now, in terms of which one would we pick up, just look at an article here for a product that Wilner carries. It's called 5-Loxin, L-O-X-I-N, which is a product of boswellia. And it was shown in a very good double-blind study to reduce the inflammation associated with osteoarthritis. Now, that's not what she has. But they're similar processes, relatively inexpensive. I think it's worth a try.
Okay. The product Dr. Podell mentioned, it's put out by a company called Life Extension, and it's called 5-Loxin, L-O-X-I-N.
I've heard of it before, yeah.
Yeah, as Dr. Podell said, it's an extract of boswellia. Boswellia is an Ayurvedic herb. And they also have, by the way, boswellia creams and boswellia herbal capsules. But the product that they worked with was an extract of boswellia called 5-Loxin. Okay, so that's what Dr. Podell.
It's on the Wilner website under 5 in numerically.
Okay. All right. Now let's pause and listen to a word about Wilvite.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Whole Mega, a 100% pure wild-caught salmon oil supplement. New Chapter, the whole truth. Okay, we are coming to the end of this episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this Sunday afternoon with you. We hope you've enjoyed it and indeed found it informative. We will be back again next Sunday, 2 o'clock. That's the our regular time here on WOR. And please stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini.
And thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.